Nocturnal, Daedric Prince of Darkness. Mystery and the unknown are core parts of the Daedric Princes and their histories, and there's few better examples of that than Nocturnal, also known as the Night Mistress and Nocturnal the Unfathomable. Nocturnal is the patron deity of many thieves, as they believe that she is the source of their luck. A secret inner circle within the Thieves' Guild, at least in the Skyrim region, are known as Nightingales, and are granted special powers by Nocturnal in order to protect her shrine. Nocturnal is generally depicted as a female, covered in a hooded cloak that obscures most of her form. If she chooses to appear before someone, she is often hidden by shadows and darkness. Most of her worshippers are left guessing at her inscrutable nature, and eventually come to the conclusion that they'll never understand Nocturnal, as mystery is essential to her existence, and she prefers to be shrouded in darkness. Nocturnal's realm of oblivion is the Evergloam, a plane of perpetual twilight and shadows. The Evergloam is believed to be continually shifting, and is perceived differently by any mortals that visit it. Crumbling ruins and nightmarish forests are scattered across the realm, and many strange and dangerous creatures roam the land, including groups of sentient crows. Those that serve as nightingales in life are taken to the Evergloam after death to continue serving Nocturnal until she decides their contract has been fulfilled. Nocturnal has two notable artifacts associated with her, both highly useful to thieves. The Cowl of Nocturnal was originally owned by the Daedric Prince herself, before it was stolen by the first Grand Master of the Thieves' Guild. In retribution, Nocturnal placed a curse on the cowl, so that the name of whoever wore it would be erased from history and memory. No one would remember the wearer of the cowl, often assuming the individual had gone missing, and people would only recognize the cowl. Through time, due to death, the cowl would be passed down to each Grand Master of the Thieves' Guild, and each would become known only as the Grey Fox. This allowed a legend to grow about the Grey Fox, with some believing him to be an immortal legendary thief. The curse was finally broken in the Third Era with the use of an Elder Scroll, allowing history to be rewritten. After removing the curse, the cowl is still capable of allowing the wearer to be temporarily forgotten, and only the cowl will be recognized. The other artifact, the Skeleton Key, is far more widespread in its usage, being possessed by many thieves throughout the ages. The Skeleton Key is capable of opening any physical lock, making it invaluable for thieves, but is also capable of unlocking metaphysical things as well, such as portals or someone's hidden potential. It is also capable of unlocking a portal to the Evergloam, meaning it is protected by the Nightingales. The Skeleton Key is one of the more powerful of the Daedric artifacts on Tamriel, and is thus not owned by any one individual for very long. Throughout this series, I have described many of the Daedric Princes as being mysterious and inscrutable, so perhaps it's difficult to explain what makes Nocturnal different from the rest. Like savagery to Boethia, or treachery to Moleg Bal, mystery is the essential essence of Nocturnal, and she'll likely remain shrouded in darkness.